You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you can see it on Facebook, I'm holding a big old Nikki Freed sign right in front of me right now. That's it. That's what it sounds like. So let me tell you some of my campaign trail stories. How about that, Wanda? I have some great stories from being on the campaign.
Oh, lamb on me.
All right. So I'm standing there at the Unity by the Bay Church where I was. That's my polling place. Oh. So I went over there because I wanted to see my peers. And so I took my Nikki Freed sign and I just went over there. And boy, I stood there. There were some great people. There were some volunteers over there. One lady came up to me. She said her daughter was so inspired by Nikki Freed that she decided that she wanted to be the mayor of Miami Gardens. And could she have her daughter intern with Nikki Freed? I said I would be happy to make the introduction. And if that's something that works out, I would be pleased, so pleased, so pleased. And then I'm sitting there. It's about lunchtime now. I got there around 11 o'clock. Around lunchtime, these guys in suits walk in. This dude with tattoos walked up. And I said, hey, you know about Nikki Freed? Hey, can I give you some information about my niece? Can I tell you about my niece? And then some lady screams out, it's David Beckham! Oh, my God! They all run over there. They all swoon all over the guy. It was really cool. I got a photo with Bex. We talked for a few minutes. Really nice guy,
Bex.
Actually.
Bex?
Bex, yes. We're tight
got
now.
It.
And then, but my real people that I really was excited about, those businessmen turned out to be the Mascanosa brothers, JC and Jorge. Oh my gosh, I hadn't seen those guys in 20 years. They came up and said, I know you. I said, do you? They go, yeah, we do. And this one's really good. I'm going to follow up with them too. We're going to hopefully do some real estate deals together. But the real thing is, a real exciting thing is that the soccer stadium passed. And yes, you can go back and you can listen to the beginning of the time when I was talking about the soccer stadium. They were talking about this location, that location. I told everybody then that it would go at the airport. And now, where is it? That's right. I'll take my victory lap. It's at the airport. So we got that win. We got Nikki Freed, who is still in recount, but is in the right place. It was 12,000. She was behind in 9,000, then 4,000. This morning it was 44,000. And then right now she's up, last I checked, by 560-something votes. So, for everybody that's listening, I want to thank you for voting. For everybody that I social mediaed and got you out there to vote, thank you for voting. For everybody that donated, cash or time, I want to thank you so much. Because this is not about Nikki Freed. This is all about us. You,
Florida.
Me, the American people, the future of the United States. And oh, by the way, a little something else happened during the election. You know what that was, Juan?
What?
Amendment 4 passed.
Oh, that's...
You know what that means?
Yes, please tell me.
That means that over a million people will be back on the voter rolls.
That's a good thing.
And they may make these razor-thin margins maybe not happen so much anymore in the future. We'll have to see about that. But Nikki is, God willing, going to be up there. She'll be on the clemency board. She'll be able to help people get their rights restored. Oh, wait a minute. We don't need that anymore. We have a constitutional amendment now. She'll be up there working and pushing for the people inside. She'll be inside. And you know what else? Now the Democrats have a bench in Florida. And that's exciting, too. So how you feeling, Wanda? What's going on over there at the studio tonight?
Well, it's not as exciting here as it is where you are. But, you know, it's another fine day here at... The biz.
Well, listen, Wanda, so how do you feel about Nikki Freed coming through and winning the election?
It's very exciting because, you know, I when it all went down that night, I was like, wow, that's kind of close. They should really be recounting those. But what do I know? I mean, I'm just a voter.
You actually know a lot, Wanda. So, I ran into one of your friends at the Nikki Freed recount, one of the WLRN reporters.
Nadej.
Interviewed me. I'll bet you I'm up on the WLRN website.
Well, that's exciting.
They interviewed me at lunchtime when we still hadn't had the names to call. It was really good.
Very nice.
Oh, my God. We had such a great time. She was a lovely person, by the way.
Nadej Green.
Lovely person. Wanted me to say hi to you, tell you that she missed you.
Received. Sent back.
She missed you. How's Fluffy
tenfold.
Doing? I really miss Polo.
Oh.
I really miss Polo.
Oh, he had his voted sticker on, and he was supporting Nikki as best he could in spirit as well.
Well, obviously, you know, she's paws ahead right now, so, you know,
it's really helped that. Yeah, so do we know what happens? Does this propel all the other countings to commence, or Do we know anything about
what happens is that they're all recounting only in this election. I think they're also in the Senate election and the gubernatorial election, but those were 100,000 votes apart. That's a lot of votes.
Yeah.
This was real close. And
is there a deadline when all this has to be counted?
8 million people voted. It was 5 o'clock, but I'm sure that they're suing to keep that deadline open because they didn't give us the names until 12 o'clock.
Gotcha.
So even if it's from 8 to 12, so give them 4 hours. So ended at 9, you know. I'm sure they're making that discussion right now. That's where Nikki probably is with the team of lawyers trying to get all this figured out.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, it's just to see the whole process actually work, that recounting and all that. Yeah, it's pretty a very historical and neat process to watch. I'm glad we got to
be part of it. I walked in there. Then I went back because I had to go to a doctor's appointment. So then I went back, and it was tremendous because when I went there the first time, there was nothing going on. When I came back, there was people writing down numbers, and one guy goes on his Vespa and he's going out to go take a voter out to check on them and then drive them to the voter register, the voter place where you can still cast your provisional ballots today. Mm. And it was just amazing. And I go to him and I go, thank you so much for helping. You know what he said? He said, I'm doing this because I'm a patriot. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because it's important. And by the way, you're welcome. And I want to thank you and your niece for doing this for everybody else. And so you see, it's all coming together. It was a bunch of positive energy there. The unions were there helping. They had a lot of people there from the unions. It was one of the most touching experience. It was a very heterogeneous crowd, blacks, whites, Latinos, U.S.-based Latinos. There were people that wanted to become citizens that were there, male, female, older, younger. There weren't any young kids there because they were in school, but their parents were there.
Yeah.
It was really, really terrific.
So
it was great. I was so glad to be part of that.
So how's Nikki doing? Have you talked to her? Is she, I'm sure
Nikki
she's
and I
still...
exchanged texts. Nikki and I exchanged texts when she, when I said at 5:50 this evening, are you going to be on the show? She said, crap, no, I have to go do something a little bit more important.
Yeah,
said,
a little bit
okay,
more.
Well, okay, I can certainly understand that. And so my friend Eric stepped in amicably, ably here at the beginning of the show, talking about Ackerman and all the other real estate stuff that he talked about. But this is really exciting. So let's kind of take a look into the future. So let's project that Nikki Fried wins. So Nikki Fried wins. Inauguration Day, I think, is February 8th. I've got a big thing going on February 8th, but I'm probably going to go to Tallahassee.
You should work on
that. I think I'm going to go. Vivian is hopefully going to go also. It'll be cold up there, but I'll wrap Vivian up and she'll, you know, you'll probably see two eyeballs out from, you know, her fancy thing and her fur coat and her hat and the whole thing.
Is this something I can attend or do you have to be a big wig?
I think everybody can attend.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
There's only a... Yeah, it is. It is. Maybe we'll go do a road trip up there, take a van.
Sounds exciting.
Take a lot of people. And Polo sits in the back and she can wear her Nikki Fried stuff. It is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
What's really awesome, Wanda, is that now the NRA won't run our state anymore. That's the biggest thing of all. The biggest thing of all is the NRA spent $3 million to defeat Nikki Fried. Nikki got $1 million from the other side, from Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun thing. So it was only 3-1. So that tells you how tough and strong Nikki is. And then I was there. Another great experience I had on the campaign trail, I went to the Barack Obama event on Friday.
Yeah.
And that was great.
That
I took
huge.
That day off from work. Oh, it was beyond huge. And you can only imagine that I was running up and down the aisle screaming, bring it home, bring it home. People thought I worked for the campaign. I didn't work for the campaign. I just started screaming, I'm Nikki's uncle. They would give me high fives.
That's
it was the best. I had the most amazing time. Amazing time. Listen, Wanda, why don't we go to a quick break here? We'll have a little bit longer on the next segment and let you answer the phone. Okay?
I don't really want to.
I know you don't want to. So you want to keep talking? We can keep talking.
Yeah. It's done. See? They gave up.
All right. Answer the phone and then come back with some cute stuff that you've got for me because I know you've been saving stuff up.
All righty. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay, you got it.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.